الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبي محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Praise Allah and ask His peace and His blessings upon His servant and His messenger Muhammad, His descendants, His companions, and upon all the righteous. Alhamdulillah. We missed last week. And it seems like a year that I haven't been here. Just 1 week. There's so much benefit in coming that when you're not here, you sense that something's amiss in your own transactions, your own life. But we were reading something that really grabbed us, and it was from the book, one of my favorite books, The Wayfarers to God. And he mentioned thankfulness. And I've read it many times, but he said to have thanks for having thanks. You know, this is being thankful that Allah, who is the cause of everything, gave you the tawfiq to be able to thank Him and then thank Him for thanking Him. And subhanAllah, when you realize what Allah has given you and what a tremendous blessing to be Muslim, to have entered into Islam. Unfortunately, I have people in my family that are not Muslim, and they die without accepting Islam. And you just realize every time this happens, you say, what a tremendous, that Allah, out of His mercy, out of all the human beings that exist, He let you come out of the womb of a Muslim and cause other ones to convert to Islam and become Muslim. And because of this tremendous gift, we really know what it's all about. Prior to Islam, we were like all the other people who had no real purpose for our existence. And it wasn't until Islam came into my life that I realized this is what it's for. This is what the ups, the downs, the good times, the bad times, the, you know, lots of money, no money, happiness, sadness, all of it is for this. It is for this test that Allah is putting us through. And this test that He's putting us through is already laid out, and everything in it has been written. And so whatever is happening in my life, I can say, mashallah, this is what Allah has destined. And this is a great relief from sitting around, why me? I'm a good person. Why should this be happening to me? What did I do to deserve this? But when you know it's all for the purpose of testing us, how is it that I'm born into a family? We have the same parents. We've seen the same things, and yet we're different people. I'm different from my brother. He's different from my other brother. We're all different from each other. Allah has let each of us see something, but see it differently. And so whatever we're going through in our lives, we have to immediately come to the point of thanking Allah for it. And even the bad things that have happened in my own life, I say, I look back on it and say, man, subhanAllah, if that didn't happen, what would have been my situation? If, you know, that broken heart didn't happen, what would have been my situation? And so even the bad, we have to thank Allah, because there was some wisdom in it that we don't know. And we had to go through whatever we went through to get to the other side. And because of that, we're a much stronger person than we were before. So it is in recognizing that this is a test and being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for even our trials and tribulations, and thanking Him that He gave us Islam. And as a result of that, no matter how bad it gets, we know that the relief is there and that there's some real purpose for whatever I'm going through. So we should never turn. It's quite sad, actually, that people have to turn to therapists and they have to turn to medication and all of these things, when actually the key is right in our hands. It is recognizing that this is a test from Allah. And if you know that it's a test from Allah, then you can respond to it by saying, how should I be under this situation? How should I act? What should my character be? And subhanAllah, you know, that seeing so many people with problems in my life, I just say, I'm very grateful to Allah that He has endowed me with this tremendous gift. So you have a tremendous gift, and Allah has put the key right in your hand, in His book, and in the sunnah of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can we be the people that are suffering when Allah has given us so much? And we ask His blessings on His Messenger Muhammad, His descendants, His companions, and upon all the righteous until the last day. Allahumma wa bihamdika wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum.